fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret.
All right, from just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 30th of July, 2011. We started off with the wrong music there. Hopefully, we'll be able to find the correct music for the next hour. Anyway, lots going on, ladies and gentlemen. As always, I wish we could have an uneventful week for a change. Seems like we never have any shortage of news, and keeping track of all this stuff is a monumental task. We're 2 days away now from the what some people are calling Armageddon. That's Armageddon. In other words, the Geithner-defined deadline, where the United States is going to basically go up in smoke, I suppose. We're not going to be able to borrow anymore. Foreigners are not going to lend us any more money, which is really what needed to happen years ago, in my thinking. Obviously, Washington has demonstrated time and time again that it can't be trusted to be fiscally responsible. So anyway, we have this going on. The House of Representatives passed Boehner's debt bill yesterday evening. Interesting thing about that is the fact that they were saying, some people have said that the original bill could have potentially passed the Senate, but for some reason, Boehner added a balanced budget provision to the measure, and now the Senate Democrats are saying that this is a complete non-starter. No one had proposed that, nobody had talked about that, and basically there's no way this bill is going to pass the Senate. So they've spent a lot of time working on a measure, which obviously is not going to get anywhere. Even if it passed the Senate, it's not going to pass the executive branch, because Obama has already promised to veto the measure. And so we're 2 days away from Armageddon. And it looks like, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to default. It looks like we're going into this. And all we see is nothing but political theater. And, I mean, that's exactly what it is. And bear in mind, I don't think the debt ceiling needs to be raised. I don't think we should be doing this. What we really are getting at, the real question here, ladies and gentlemen, is what's the point in any of this? Because we're going down. The United States is going down. The financial system is going down. The dollar is going down. As a matter of fact, gold was up $10 yesterday evening at closing time. It rose $10 to $1,627.20 per ounce. Silver was up 17 cents. It had been more than that during the day, but it settled on 17 cents. Silver was at closing time $39.90 an ounce. I don't know what it did in aftermarket, but that's what it was at closing time. I got a lot of information to cover. Short time to cover it. We're going to take the 3-minute break. When we come back, we'll continue on here. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a few.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here. By the way, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. I keep it open during the program if you want to send me a message. And so that's radio@governamerica.com. Before the break, I was talking about how the United States House has passed the Boehner debt bill. Has absolutely no chance of passing, by all accounts. A complete waste of time, a complete waste of political capital. It's all theatrics, folks. It's all theater. They're doing this all for show. Make no mistake about this. They know good and well what the prospects of passage are. And there are some secret plans in the works. According to the White House chief of staff, which we'll get to in a moment, which makes me suspect that the reason why this whole thing is that it, that may be the reason why this whole thing is just going on for show behind the scenes. And I say it's political theater. Why do I say that? Well, if they really wanted to end the debt crisis, they really wanted to do something about this country's national debt and all that, the obligations, bring us within a sustainable level, listeners. Well, then why don't they end the wars? I mean, how much are we spending in Afghanistan? How much are we spending in Iraq? How much are we spending in Libya? I mean, all of these irresponsible wars and our military spread out all over the globe. We have our military in over 130, probably 140 countries, maybe even more than that. Who knows? Who can even keep count? We have multiple simultaneous theater wars going on right now, just as the PNAC report years ago said they wanted to do. We have the foreign aid going out to the tune of billions of dollars. We have billions of dollars going to Israel alone. Billions of dollars, listeners. I just read a congressional report where they admitted that $3 billion a year goes to Israel alone. That's just what they admit. So we got all this foreign aid flying out of the country. And then we have Obamacare on the horizon. This is something, I mean, obviously these Congress critters knew that was coming down the pipe. I mean, they were the ones that created that whole mess in the first place. So we have that coming down. So it's all political theater. Nothing is going to get done. The United States, the monetary system, is going down. And that's just all there is to it. So the only thing that you have left to do is prepare yourself for it, for the eventuality. So the real question is, why are they doing this? What's the point? And when will they take us down? Are they going to kick the can a little further down the road? You know, the whole thing, I was thinking about this yesterday. The whole thing reminds me a lot of that Looney Tunes cartoon. You know, the one where Daffy Duck and Elmer Fudd and, here it is. This is the current state of Washington, D.C. right now, ladies and gentlemen. Are they going to shoot us now or are they going to shoot us later? This is Washington today, and this is how things are in the United States of America.
Hey, what's the matter with you anyway? Don't you even know a rabbit when you see one? Huh? It's true, Doc. I'm a rabbit, all right. Would you like to shoot me now or wait till you get home? Shoot it now! Shoot it now! You keep out of this. He doesn't have to shoot you now. He does not have to shoot me now. I demand that you shoot me now. Let's run through that again. Okay. Would you like to shoot him now or wait till you get home? Shoot him now. Shoot him now. You keep on with this. He doesn't have to shoot you now. Ha! That's it. Hold right there. Pronoun trouble. It's not he doesn't have to shoot you now. It's he doesn't have to shoot me now. Well, I say he does have to shoot me now. So shoot me now.
Okay, that's enough of that. But the, you know, the point is, ladies and gentlemen, this is where we're at today. You know, are they going to shoot us now? Or are they going to wait till later? I mean, that's the question that we're left with here with this debt ceiling thing. Because make no mistake about it, we're getting shot. Here we see from Press TV, U.S. wasting billions on military contracts. This is dated July 23rd. A draft report by a bipartisan congressional panel shows that the United States has wasted or misspent $34 billion U.S. dollars on contracting services for Iraq and Afghanistan. A three-year investigation comes from the Commission on Wartime Contracting in Iraq and Afghanistan, which was established by Congress in 2008, the Wall Street Journal reports. The report, which is expected to be sent to Capitol Hill in the next few weeks, lays out in detail the failure of federal agencies in American wars. The draft report names several poorly managed projects, such as the $300 million U.S. dollars spending on a U.S. agency for international development. There's another federal agency, ladies and gentlemen, that just could go bye-bye altogether. Agency for International Development. What good do we have for developing in foreign countries through our State Department. This is more United Nations nonsense that needs to go bye-bye. And how much money, you know, you could take that agency's budget alone and just wipe it out, and none of us would ever miss it. In fact, the world would be a much better place off. Anyway, they say a project, the $300 million U.S. dollar spending on a U.S. Agency for International Development of Agriculture, a project with a burn rate of $1 million U.S. dollars a day that paid Afghan farmers to work in their own fields. Meantime, you folks are losing your houses. You folks are going homeless and hungry. And the prospects keep getting worse. I got an article here, if we get time to go to it, where U.S. cities are becoming, you know, places in the United States are becoming ghost towns. The U.S. government's controversial use of private security contractors has been another focus of the report, which is the biggest issue of the U.S. wartime contracting. On September 16, 2007, private security firm Blackwater Guards, now known as XE Services, shot and killed 17 Iraqi civilians in Baghdad, a move which sparked a political and diplomatic crisis. Of course, they're still using XE Services. The report says that the inappropriate use of contract security has, at times, inadvertently undermined the aims of the U.S. foreign policy. Yeah, these folks, we've covered on this show how these contractors have actually helped facilitate funds into the hands of the Taliban. They have staged attacks on each other and destroyed each other's equipment and what have you. So, yeah, security contractors are not at all what they're being cracked up to be. But anyway, they conclude by saying Senator investigators found last year that forces serving in private security agencies in Afghanistan often have ties to criminals, insurgents, and local warlords. Well, so does the Afghan government. And so does the regimes that we prop up over there. We are in the process right now. We've covered on the show about how our military guards the Afghan poppy fields. We're given away the precious mineral resources of these countries that we go in. We covered just a few weeks on this show about how our military is standing guard while the communist Chinese mine Afghanistan. So what are we here for? That's the point. And why do any of these military men and women allow their children, send their children off to fight and die in these wars? It makes absolutely no sense to me. Absolutely no sense whatsoever. Anyway, we have that going on. We have the looting of America continues. $16 trillion in secret loans that the Federal Reserve gave to their banker friends. Meantime, you folks have a disappearing dollar. I already covered the stats from Friday. Gold and silver on the rise. And that's not going anywhere but up, because the dollar is going down in all actuality. And I mentioned a moment ago that we have a secret plan. Obama has presented, apparently, a secret plan to John Boehner. We get this from the White House Chief of Staff, Bill Daley. He was appearing on a CNN show with Wolf Blitzer. I'll tell you what, I'll get to that in a moment. I got a call right here. I want to go ahead and take Tom in Brooklyn. Good morning.
Good morning, Daryl.
What's on your mind?
When I heard that Warner Brothers clip, I started to laugh because I was expecting to hear rabbit season, duck season, rabbit season, duck season. But, with all levity aside, you got to look at the situation here, and you're absolutely right. I look at government like professional wrestling, okay?
Yeah.
Professional wrestling is a really, really good portrayal of our political structure and atmosphere. It's scripted. The guy who writes the script is the unknown person in the background, like the power elite of the world.
Absolutely. Hey, can you hold on, Tom? I'm up against the clock here. I'll hold you over the break.
Yeah.
All right, stay with us, folks. Government America continues here in a few minutes. And by the way, if you'd like to join in, 800-313-9443. We'll be back here in just a few minutes.
you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Governor America, I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we got Tom from Brooklyn on the line, and your phone calls are welcome. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And earlier we were talking about the debt ceiling and the fact that they're supposedly trying to get bills rammed through the Congress to raise the debt ceiling, while at the same time, basically, the biblical phrase, straining at a gnat and swallowing a camel, comes to mind, ladies and gentlemen, because the kind of cuts they're talking about doing out of the budget really don't amount to much when it comes down to the overall budget. They won't really attack the things that really need to be attacked, and that's what we're getting at here. It's all window dressing. It's a dog and pony show, and it's all for your consumption. And the media will not address the areas where it really needs to be cut. Anyway, Tom, you were just saying that this whole thing is like professional wrestling, which I think is a very good analogy.
Yes, it is a very good analogy because I can thoroughly explain it to you.
Mm-hmm.
This is a clear portrayal or illustration of the left and right paradigm created by the people, the unseen hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll give you an example. Everybody says, oh, well, we know it's all fixed. Well, so is your political structure.
That's right.
An, an, ex- exactly the same manner. All right, you have the two components. Actually, there's actually three components. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You've got the guys that write the script. I don't consider them a component. They ultimately end up, the promoters or whatever, they always end up in a completely different area, just raking in the profit from the door and everything like that, and from the television rights and this, that, and the other thing. That's just like our government. Now, no, that's not even like our government. That's like the people that tell our government what to do. Now, when you look at the wrestling arena, you have in the center of the arena, you have the stage. Now, who plays on the stage? The wrestlers, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Now, their reality is to follow the script and play the emotion of the crowd, okay?
Yeah.
And the crowd, there's good guys and there's bad guys, there's grudge matches and this, that, and the other thing. It's all an illusion because these guys all go home in the same car. And the funny part about it is there is a great deal of reality in this illusion. The reality is you can't fake holding a 350-pound man over your head. That's the force paradigm. That's part of the force mechanism to show the strength. And when when the wrestler slams his opponent to the ground, there's a certain measure of pain, no matter how well scripted it was. Now,
Yeah. They
work the crowd, all right? Now, the people that are ringside, which we call the ruling people here, or the political people, or the guys in intelligence, can actually see a lot of the signals, and they can see that it is kind of fake. But the bottom line here is, you know, it's scripted, and the only deviation you have is now. I'll give you an example. You got Jesse Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse's a great guy, and you want to know something? Jesse's in pain. Jesse's been busted up real good. He's had hip replacement or some kind of operation and a little bit of neurological. It's from being slammed, you know?
Yeah.
It's from being slammed. That's the reality. The hard reality is maintaining the illusion is at a great cost to humanity and your body, you know? And
mm-hmm.
the body politics, we're going to lose everything. Darren, can I take one more minute of your time?
Real quickly.
Okay. Write a letter to the congressman or write a letter to Obama and say instead of threatening to take away our disabilities and our future and our 401ks, why don't you close one base a week, okay? And with that money, try to subsidize America. Now, the only reason I say close one base a week was if they closed them all simultaneously, there would be a glut of money, and they would spend it on something else.
Well, I would add to that, make it a foreign base, you know.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because they were closing bases here domestically for a long time ago.
Well, yeah, and a lot of them have just been rebudgeted to the Department of Justice. All right, I just wanted to give you that, and you're doing a good job, and thank you for your efforts for America.
I appreciate that, Tom. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
Bye.
All right, folks, I'm going to continue on here, and we have another caller, but I don't think we have time to take them before the break, so we'll just hold on. And by the way, the phone number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-313-9443. I will tell you also that we are still short of our goal here at Republic Broadcasting, and I encourage you folks, if you can, to donate to the network sometime this week. Certainly we can give the address and phone number to do that on the other side of the break. You can get the RBN business cards, $10 for 100, and they throw in free bumper stickers and free shipping, free copy of Aaron Russell's America from Freedom to Fascism. You can get to that through republicbroadcasting.org. You can order online or call during business hours, and I'll give you the phone number after we come back from the break. Okay, folks? We're at the bottom of the hour already? Amazing how fast time goes. We'll be back here in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Week. www.governamerica.com is the website. We track the news all week, and a lot of information is up there. More will be added as the week progresses. We track the news, and there's a lot there that we can't cover on the show because we just don't have the time. So I encourage you to go there and check out the information that's put up there on a regular basis. Our Twitter feed is twitter.com/governamerica. And also, I mentioned I was going to give you the phone number. I encourage you folks, if you possibly can, to donate to the network, support the network. There are literally thousands of dollars worth of bills every month that have to be paid. In addition to that, we're doing the pledge drive to try to raise a little extra money in addition to the ordinary monthly expenses to try to replace some outdated equipment. And so if you can, I know these are tough times, help out. Send something their way. 800-724-2719 is the number to call Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. That's 800-724-2719. If you'd like to donate by check or money order through snail mail, you can mail that to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, suite number 302. That, of course, is in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can and you can order the RBN business cards. They're available, $10 per 100, as I said before the break. They'll throw in some bumper stickers and free shipping, free copy of Aaron Russo's American for Freedom to Fascism. If you already have a copy of that, give it to a friend, give it to a neighbor. Very excellent documentary. And, of course, you can always pay extra for the archives, too. They're very cheap and reasonable, $1.33 a month. But you can pay $5, $10, or $20 per month extra. All those details are on republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Support the network, folks. Keep us here because it's critical. Now is not the time to back down. There's a lot of problems going on, a lot of challenges that we face in America. And first and foremost, this is an information war. And with networks like this and others as well, it's vitally important. We're getting the information out, and we just need to reach more people. So we ask that you spread the word. All right, I'm going to go back to the phone lines real quickly and take Andy in New York. Andy, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing well, considering.
Yeah, good show. I'm on the opposite side of the bridge of Tom. Tom's in Brooklyn. I'm in the Bronx.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've heard Tom do some solo gigs on some shows, and he does a really good job. But on the other hand, my opinion on the whole, the outlook on everything is, you know, I think the only way that you're really going to be able to have a change for the better is if, you know, they keep saying, oh, you're going to take away the Social Security and stuff like that. They're going to have to take away a lot more than that, you know. They're going to have to take away a lot of free handouts, you know, like welfare, Social Security, stuff like that.
Yeah, they always throw Social Security up in people's faces to scare the heck out of people. To be honest with you, I don't have a, you know, Social Security is one of those things people paid into for many, many years. You know, so, I mean, some people call it an entitlement. I suppose anything you're entitled to is an entitlement, but that's one of those things. It's not welfare, you know. But the whole concept of Social Security, in my opinion, is to do exactly what it's doing now, and that's controlling people, you know. I mean, that's the whole reason the whole thing was started. Nothing government ever does is to help people. And they get you on the strings. And they control you like puppets on a string, and now everyone's scared to death that the Social Security is going to be cut off. You know, but the federal government has so many tentacles all over the place. We were talking about the wars earlier. That's just one of many areas that they could cut. You know, but they've been given money to Haiti. They've been given money to all kinds of different things. I mean, insane things. I mean, studying shrimp on a treadmill and all kinds of nonsense. That you never even usually hear about. You know,
right,
all of this
right.
stuff could be cut before they ever touch Social Security.
Right. Well, unfortunately, either now the shrimp is covered in oil or it's radiated,
yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
So you could kiss that goodbye. On the other hand, what I'm really getting at is that I think it would be a good idea for them to take those things away because that's the only way that the people will really get that jolt that they need, because otherwise, besides that, they really don't care. It doesn't matter, you know. It's at a point where people just don't care. So the way that they will care, though, is when they don't get that their free handout. You see,
yeah.
And once you take that freebie away, that's when you ever see a Walmart mob. That's,
mm-hmm.
What it's going to be. It's going to be a big, huge, like a freaky Walmart mob going ballistic. And
you
no one's going to be able to hold it back. So I think that they should take away as much as they possibly can.
Well, there's the reality, and I understand where you're coming from. My concern is there are people in this country that if they had known, if they had been paying attention, I mean, they can't be faulted. I understand the American people, in many respects, have not been paying attention. They have been in, it's almost like the womb of ignorance, the cocoon I liken it to a cocoon where they're in their little safety area, and they don't want to get out of their safety area and face reality.
That's what I'm getting at.
But
you've got to take that away.
Let me finish here, though. A lot of people just don't know of the conspiracy. They just aren't aware. And Andy, people are going to starve to death. People are already going homeless. You said that when things are taken away, that people are going to have to face reality and they're going to have to start caring. Many people are already in that spot. And there's going to be civil unrest in this country in the not-too-distant future. People are going to die because of this.
Well, I think more people are more concerned about their possessions than their death.
Well, they're losing their possession.
Right.
You know,
but more possessions have to be lost.
Well, maybe so.
Well, a lot more is going to have to be lost.
I certainly hope that, I don't know. Let's just move on. Hey, listen, I appreciate the call, and I understand the spirit in which you say the comments that you say.
I mean, how hard does somebody have to step on your foot for you to say, ow?
Yeah.
Could you be that fluoridated?
That's certainly
could
a good question.
Could you be that medicated?
Well, that's a good question. Hey, I appreciate the call there, Andy.
It's a Prozac.
I got to move on, though. My time is getting away from me here. I completely understand, and I think a lot of people share that sentiment. But I don't want to see this happen. I don't want to see us go further and further down the rat hole of poverty and globalization. But the average person does need to understand, we do need to reach them, that this is a deliberate plan. The kind of theatrics that's going on in Congress right now is not something that they're just a bunch of well-intentioned people that have gotten off base, gotten off track, and don't know what to do about it. No, these people know exactly what they're doing. And they've worked very hard to get us into this mess behind the scenes. So they know exactly what they're doing. And so anything that they come up with as a quote-unquote solution will just be nothing but a synthetical solution in the Hegelian process of bringing us further into poverty. The playing field has to be leveled. And earlier, I think it was Tom that said something about the two-party systems. I just wanted to share this quote again from Dr. Carol Quigley from Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. The argument, he says, the argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideas and policies, one perhaps of the right and the other of the left, is a foolish idea acceptable only to the doctrinaire and academic thinkers. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical so that the American people can throw the rascals out at any election without leading to any profound or extreme shifts in policy. Either party in office becomes in time corrupt, tired, unenterprising, and vigorless. Then it should be possible to replace it every 4 years if necessary by the other party, which will be none of these things, but will still pursue with renewed vigor approximately the same basic policy. That was Dr. Carol Quigley in his Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. This was Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown. This guy was an insider, and he thought the New World Order was so wonderful. The only problem he had with it is that they just weren't being open about it. They needed to tell the people about it because it's such a wonderful plan. He thought both parties should be the same, and that's exactly what they've done, folks. All right, earlier I mentioned that the Obama administration apparently had a secret plan with this debt ceiling. And the reason I say that is because the White House Chief of Staff, Bill Daley, Bill Daley, was on CNN's Wolf Blitzer. And there is a transcript that was released, and I want to share a little bit of this transcript. Blitzer says, so the bottom line is you think there'll be a deal between now and Tuesday somehow crafted. Daley agreed. Blitzer says, but you're not convinced necessarily that the AAA credit rating that the United States government has will remain AAA. And Daley answers, well, I don't. No one can guarantee that, obviously. The rating agencies which make up the judgment will look at this, and we'll look at what comes out of this effort and see whether or not two things, whether or not we have a serious attempt that's going to affect the deficit and reduce the deficit and get the cloud of another vote of another debt ceiling of uncertainty off the table for at least 18 months until it's not about the election. It's trying to give the general economy a chance to get healthier over the next 18 months. Blitzer asks, when you say the president is speaking to people on the Hill, is he speaking to the Speaker of the House? Daly answers, he's not spoken to the Speaker in a few days. The truth is, it looks as though the Speaker is rather engaged in putting together his bill and getting votes for his bill. So when that's put aside this evening, after it's, I assume, passed in the House and then defeated in the Senate, then I think there will be a whole new stage of the Senate and the House having to come together to avoid August 2nd as being a day that has never happened in the U.S., and that is a day where we wouldn't have to back up the full faith and credit of the United States. Now, Blitzer says, you say the president has put forward a plan. Daly says, mm-hmm. Blitzer says, but the Congressional Budget Office says there is no plan, that they can score because it's just a framework, it's just a speech. They haven't seen a document. Daly answers, well, Speaker Boehner knows and Congressman Cantor knows the plan that they both worked on to try to bring the debt down and get this past the debt ceiling. He does not have a legislative fix right now to this because there's a bill in the House and there's a bill in the Senate. And the deal with those two bills, he's endorsed Senator Reid's bill. He feels very strongly that the bill that the House may pass tonight does not help the economy. And all this should be about is trying to lower the debt at the same time get this cloud of uncertainty off the economy. And he continues, he says, and the thought we'd be right back in the same thing in 4.5 months with an economy that's in difficult shape with or without Washington's craziness that goes on is just unfathomable. Blitzer says, so what you're saying is the president did present a plan to Speaker John Boehner. Daly says, yes. Blitzer says, but he didn't, and Daly says, right. Blitzer says he didn't make it public. Daly says, no, because both the Speaker and the President had agreed and that these sort of negotiations do not happen in public. There's not a plan out there in the public realm. Whether it's the Fiscal Commission, whether it's the Gang of Six, whether it's Congressman Ryan's plan, he says there's no plan out there by any means that these people who are saying this that has any chance of passing both houses and getting signed by the president. So according to this transcript, ladies and gentlemen, there is a plan. It's just not a public plan. So my question is, in presenting this to you, are these bills that are flying around Congress right now deliberately being made so that they won't pass, so that this alternative plan that they're not making public can be instituted? I don't know. I'm just asking questions here. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But I think it's interesting. Let's go to the phone lines. We have a couple of calls here. And the number, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Go to San Diego, where it's very, very early, and talk to Gary. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. As you were speaking there, I was just wondering, whatever happened to the open and being able to see everything and nothing in secret?
Yeah, didn't they say this was going to be a very transparent presidency?
Yes. The only thing that's been transparent is the deceitfulness that he's been putting forward. I was just wondering, you know, see, I'm 70 years old, so, you know, I'm on Social Security, my wife is, and that's how we exist.
Yeah.
You know, you take that away, all of a sudden, we have nothing. And we both worked and we both paid into it for years.
Yep.
It's not a matter like that. I disagree with that guy from New York. This is not a gimme. I worked for this. Like, if they'd taken that money and put it in an insurance program for me, you know, or allowed me to do that, it would have been a lot more than what I get. So it's not a matter of I'm getting something for nothing.
Yeah.
I worked for it.
And I think many Americans would agree with you wholeheartedly on that. You know, this is something that the government basically took at gunpoint. I mean, you had to pay into it. You had no choice. They took it. And so, yeah, you're entitled to it. You better believe it.
And then I'm just wondering, it seems how you want to take my little piece of change, you know, that I work for. Shouldn't he give up his pay every month and his wife and his whole family and all the benefits of the White House? Shouldn't he be willing to give that all up and even Congress do the same thing, give up all that money? Why do they still get paid, but those of us that pay the bills get ours taken away?
That's
there
right.
Seems to be some hypocrisy riding high here. And these people that support Barack insane, they are right there with him. They're insane. How can you support somebody like that?
Well, stupidity is the word that comes to mind in my thinking.
It's beyond stupidity. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'm up against the break. You got anything else?
Well, no, I just wanted to mention that, and I think it needs to be talked about more. This guy should be giving up his pay, too. And
all right,
all
listen, I appreciate the call, Gary. I got to go. We'll be back here, folks. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit teravim.com.
All right, we're on the home stretch of this hour right now. In a few minutes, we're going to be bringing up Gary Hunt. Gary will be talking about Waco. I think it's important once in a while to revisit these issues because a lot of people in the Patriot community today, it's been enough time that they might not have ever even heard about Waco, as hard to believe as it is for some of us. So I think once in a while we have to revisit these things and talk about what happened back then. So we're going to be doing that later in a few minutes here with Gary Hunt, if things go as planned. In the meantime, let's go back to the phones and let's talk to Janan in Texas. Janan, Thanks for holding on.
Good morning, Darren. A couple of minutes ago, you set out the question, maybe these bills are being made so that they won't be passed.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, yes, and we've fought wars meant to be lost.
That's a good point.
I mean, Vietnam, the way our soldiers were, what they could have as targets and not have as targets and all of that, it was a war fought not to be won.
I agree.
It's just so horrible to even think of. But anyway, we have a criminal government, and our government has just been taken over. And
mm-hmm.
the president is a crime boss. He's a coward, a liar. He's fronting for wealth, power, and privilege. And he's the greatest con man in recent history.
And the funny thing about that, Janan, is that he's a straw man, too. You know, and by that I mean that he's going to go up in smoke here pretty soon. I'm not talking literally, so Homeland Security, you can back down. What I'm talking about here is the fact that all presidents are straw men, in that whenever things are wrong in the country, they're the guy to pin all the blame on, because soon they're going to be removed from office.
Right.
Whether they're term limited out or they just they're voted out, and all of our congressional and executive candidates are given to us, ladies and gentlemen. It's all controlled. I mean, I do think there's a contest, but it's a contest of all the hand-picked illuminists that that they run for office. But the point is that this guy's going to be gone soon. You know, and then we'll have another controlled candidate in there running things for the globalists. And the beat will go on. But anyway, go ahead.
The thing about it is that whenever they need to pump up the sagging poll ratings of someone, all they do is another 9/11. I mean, I'm convinced that they have like a little container or a purse that contains already made off-the-shelf false flag terror events for us.
Yeah.
And then they use it at the time that they feel they need to use it to accomplish whatever they're trying to do. And to me, I just wouldn't have any, I wouldn't be surprised if they haven't got something to happen here on U.S. soil
mm-hmm.
to move us in a certain direction. And to me, the honest reality, truthful assessment of our situation. We are screwed. I hate to say that, but that's the way it is. And I notice nobody's mentioning kill the Federal Reserve lately. And you know, the real basic things that need to be done to really turn the country around. But anyway,
yeah.
I'll let you go, Darren.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Janan.
All right.
Yeah, maybe people are coming to the reality that the Federal Reserve, it's not possible to kill it when we have all these creatures in Congress that won't do the right thing. You know, and that's the bottom line. We're out of our hour here, folks. In a few minutes, we're going to be bringing up Gary Hunt, and we're going to be talking about the situation back in 1993, the Waco situation, what happened back then. And because I think it's good to revisit these things sometimes. And I think now is just as good a time as any. So let's go ahead and do that in the second hour. Straight ahead here on Governed America, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't go away.